So to celebrate the launch of the Website Owner's Manual on Friday, yes, I know, you're going to be so sick of me talking about the Website Owner's Manual, but that isn't the point of what I'm talking about today, honest. Yeah, so to celebrate the launch of that book, we did a open consultancy clinic. You may have been there. So basically, we opened up a chat room and myself and over the 3 hours we did it, a few hundred other people came through that chat room and anybody could say, hey, will you review my site for me? And what we would do is we would take a look at the site. In some cases, we took the site down because there were so many of us looking at it. And then we would give some feedback. And I noticed an interesting thing that has also occurred on the BOAG World Forum as well, where there's a whole section dedicated to reviews. That although there is absolutely superb advice coming out from, the various people that were doing the reviewing, and although they were giving great advice, it was focused on things like design, typography, layout, code, all of those kinds of things, the nuts and bolts that we deal with day in and day out as web designers. But is that really the type of thing that we should be focusing on? Is that what we should be talking to our clients about? I actually don't think it is. I think we are so caught up in the building and design of websites that often we kind of miss some of the underlying issues, the stuff that we really should be giving our attention to. You know, debugging in IE6 is a big deal and it's time consuming, but it's not really, what matters. And there was nobody really talking about things like business objectives. Why does the website exist? Why is this website here in the first place? They were straight in with advice about typography and layout and stuff, without really understanding why the website was there in the first place. I talked a lot about calls to action, but I felt a little bit alone in doing that. That there's some beautiful, beautiful designs that we were seeing, but there were no really strong calls to action. What do you want the user to do? And also, there was very little about the role of the website owner. Even I didn't talk very much about that actually on Friday. But the idea of how fundamentally important it is that there is a passionate person behind a website, driving it forward, focusing the vision, somebody with the power and authority to be able to do that. These are the kinds of things we ought to be talking about. Even when you get onto safer ground, like usability, after all, most of the web designers, certainly that were in the chat room on Friday and in the forum, really know their stuff about usability and how important it is. But even in this area, I don't think we necessarily get the emphasis right. Sometimes I think when we talk about usability, we're talking about understanding the user, that it's really important that we know who the user is so we can design for them, etc., which is valuable and is important. Also, I think we talk about usability testing a lot, but usability testing is only any good if you're testing the right things. So we write out a usability test script of things that we, to test against key tasks and stuff like that. But do we really know what it is users are wanting to do on our website? I think there needs to be a greater emphasis on user tasks, what it is that users want to achieve and want to complete. So I think there's a little bit of a skewed focus in what we're all looking at the moment. And so I guess my tip for today is to concentrate on the fundamental things, the business objectives, the calls to action, the user tasks, the stuff that really makes the a site successful, rather than, let's be honest, the superficial, the design, the code. I mean, a website can be really successful with terrible code. A website can be really successful with terrible design. Look at Craigslist. So there you go. That's going to be a little bit of a controversial one, no doubt, but we'll see what reaction we get.